everyone, and welcome to the Brooke Alexander Show, the podcast that helps you realize your dreams. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I am super excited about this one, and it's something, okay, so I had the idea for what I wanted to record the podcast on, and normally I'll like write down notes and get a bit of a run sheet through so I can like know what I'm going to talk about. And I had some stuff, and that's all well and good, like I knew what I wanted to talk about. And then I sat down today and I was like, actually, you know what? I'm just gonna go over all the things that I've been doing in the past few days and like everything that I've been writing down, because I've had a lot of downloads in the past 6 days, and I'll explain that. So we're going over identity today and like who you're being, because this is the number one thing that will determine whether and to what degree you can manifest what you desire, or you can achieve the goals that you've set for yourself. Either one, whichever you, if you like to think in a 3D reality or a 4D reality, it's the same thing. These principles are exactly the same regardless. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over all the stuff. Like, I had the urge to start writing it all down. I have my notebook in front of me, so if you hear pages turning, that's why. I have so many notes. I'm also going to read you some texts, because my friend Katie and I text a lot of really awesome stuff back and forth, like affirmations or whatever, so I'm going to go through that. I'm just going to go through all the stuff that the universe gave me these past few days. The first thing that I want to do, and I'm going to explain a whole bunch of stuff, but really important before we get into it, my Mindset 101 course that I created a little while ago. It's a 4-part video series. We talk about choosing your thoughts. We talk about abundance, about taking fear through action. We talk about habits. Did I say that already? Choosing your thoughts, abundance, habits, taking fear through action. Those things. So 4-part video series plus a guidebook. Some of the feedback that I've gotten from this, like, so the first few people that signed up for the course, I got on a call with them after. So it was like part of the thing. I offered people a 30-minute session with me, strategy session to work on any mindset blocks they were currently facing with something that they were working on. And every person that I talked to said it helped them and it changed their life. Like, even on the calls, we really got deep about some of the stuff and were able to get a bit further. And especially the fear module, I got a lot of really good feedback around that, about people like finding limiting beliefs that were actually happening. So actually that was in the thoughts module, but finding limiting beliefs and the fear module, like a lot of people with fear, and I've recorded a podcast on it and it's still my most popular episode. It was the very first one I ever did. A lot of people still feel like a lot of people let fear hold them back, and we all do it. I do it sometimes too, and then I realize I'm doing it, and then, you know, flip the switch. But yeah, I got some really, really awesome feedback on that stuff. So the point of my story is the course is currently $33, which is a steal in and of itself. Like, that's actually a crazy, amazing, affordable price. However, over the past few days, one of the downloads I got from the universe was to update and expand the course. And in that, I also got that it needs to cost more. The price needs to be increased. And so that is exactly what's happening. I'm going to update and expand the course. So I'm going to re-record all the content that's in there. I'm going to update some of the stuff. And then I'm going to add in some stuff about, I'm thinking, goals. So choosing goals and getting clear on your goals and getting aligned with your goals, and manifestation stuff. So what it actually is, how to do it, the important things that you really need to know that are the key elements. And it's not stuff like wishing or writing a script or writing like lines or doing anything like that. Like the quantum physics stuff of it, that is what is going to help you flip that switch and help you really integrate that stuff. So what I say, goals, manifestation, and energy. So all of those things I'm going to update and expand and like put in some really cool stuff in there for you. And the price is going to be raised to $111. That said, if you sign up within the next 7 days at the $33 price, you get the current content, so you can have all of that. And then when I update and expand it in a little while, you'll get all the new content for no extra price. If you sign up after, if you wait and don't get it until I update and expand it, you will have to pay $111 and you won't get the current content now. You'll just get the update and expanded, which is going to be great as well, but you can get started now, go through this content, get a couple steps ahead, and then when the new content comes in, it'll flow so much easier to you. So it's a 4-part video series and a guidebook, all done on Teachable. You go through it at your own pace. I'll leave the link in the show notes here. You can also go to my website and there's buttons on there to get to the Mindset 101 course. Sign up. It's only $33 and the price is going to be tripling soon. So if there's ever a time that you have thought, maybe I'm not, or maybe I just like want to get my toes wet and see what things are really about, or maybe I really do need to work a bit on my mindset, I could have some better habits, maybe you want to learn about manifestation and energy work, that stuff is coming, do it now, don't wait, there isn't a time to wait. It's only $33 and you need to, if you want to make changes, you have to decide that you are worthy of those changes, and you have to decide that that is what you are available for, because nothing is going to change in your life if you don't make the decision to change, that you will not settle for anything less than the next level. So that is it, and you'll see what I'm getting at in a second. I'm basically just going to go over with you what happened all in the last 6 days to get me to this point, so you can kind of see how the universe works in terms of manifestation. So all of this is pretty much a manifestation story that I'm going to take you through from the inception and what triggered all of the steps to get me to the point that I'm at now, with these new downloads and new revelations and new ideas and kind of new direction, not necessarily a new direction, but like just expansion. So my theme for the year is expansion. This is my year of expansion, and I am going to evolve in ways that I have never even perceived possible for myself. And I have decided that that is what's happening. I'm not available for anything less than that. So it has started already. We're 2 weeks into January and it's already well underway. So I'm super excited to share all this stuff with you. And as it all happens, like, I'm going to be sharing it with you because this is my passion and this is what I am here for. I'm here to spread a message to you listening to this right now, because you're also ready for the same thing. And so just by listening to this podcast, know that you're already going through that process. It's the beginning for you, that process, that change that you are wanting, that change that you are desiring, the help that you have been asking for to God, the universe, spirit, whatever you would like to call it. This is the help coming to you. This is the guidance and the things that you've been asking for. Okay, so I'm going to tell you how this all started. Basically, actually, when did it start? No, it did start a week ago. So Thursday evening, I was kind of doing a little bit of work, and when it happened, I think on Thursday morning, I started feeling one of the days, Thursday or Friday morning a week ago. I woke up and I just wasn't feeling great. I was feeling off and just like negative. I was low vibe, like having all those low vibe thoughts, it was just a negative energy. And I'm sure you can understand what I mean, those days when you wake up and you're like, what the heck is going on in my head? Why am I feeling like angry? Why am I picking fights with myself in my head? Why am I picking fights with other people in my head, like that aren't even around? Why am I mad at someone about something that they didn't do? I'm making up. Like sometimes I would go through these scenarios in my head of a conversation with someone, and now this doesn't happen all the time, but this happened like last week. I would go through a conversation in my head with someone and then like argue in my head with them about, like, they didn't even do anything, they didn't even say anything. It's like literally a a scenario I was working through in my head. And so this was all that negative energy, those negative, even the hormones, like all the stuff that runs through your body. I don't know why, I can't think of what they are. Cortisol, stress stuff, all those kinds of things was really, really moving in my body. So my body was trying to produce that and make even more of it by telling my brain to get angry, so then I would produce more negative hormones, then that would trigger my brain even more, and it was just this really bad cycle. And I was just feeling shit. And the thing I was feeling frustrated about was I work on my business all the time. I was working on my business like 6 days a week, morning till evening, like 10 hours a day. I was working on it a lot. And I got to this point where the amount of output that I was doing, so the amount of energy that I was giving to my business, was not seeing the return. Oh, I don't want to say return because but the amount of effort that I was just putting in was too much for what I was getting back. And what I realized was I was giving so much energy and the work was expanding to fill the time that I gave it, even though I didn't need to be working 12 hours a day on my business. I could be working much, much less and get the same results, but because I had given it so much time, it was taking up that much time. So I was really frustrated with giving it so much time and like so much time. And my business is going great. It's going really, really well. I love what I do. I love helping people. It's great. However, I was kind of burning myself out is probably a better way to explain. I was just giving it so much. And I was always like, what can I do? What can I do? What more can I do? What more can I do to make this bigger and better and make more money and get further and do all these things? And like, I'm putting myself out there on Instagram and my Instagram account, like, isn't growing, which is another fucked up mindset anyway, which I'll get into another day. But I was like, I'm putting all this stuff in there and I felt like I was just doing. And I was like, what more can I do? What more can I do? And I had a bit of a mini breakdown where I kind of just pleaded with the universe. And I was like, what more, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What am I not doing that I should be doing, that I need to be doing? Like, what am I missing? And I was just like, it can't be something I'm not doing. I am doing everything. I'm doing so much that why isn't there more being returned back to me? And I kind of had this little mini conversation with the universe, went to bed, woke up the next day and was texting with my friend Katie and telling her I wasn't feeling great. And so then she was like, okay, let's meet up, let's have coffee. And then when we were having a conversation, she was like, you're doing, and you're really good at doing. You can get stuff done. You're good at the action, but who are you being? And I was like, whoa, who am I being? I totally had forgotten to be who I was being. I was so focused on the taking action that I had kind of lost who I even was being. And it was so autopilot to just do. And I was letting my ego run the show of like, gotta do more. Cause then you're worth more. And if you're not doing enough, then you're worth less. And like, yeah. So it was just this weird realization and it was 100% true. And then, we talked more about that and I was like, yeah, that's exactly right. Like, who am I being? And I realized that I kind of didn't even know, like I'd forgotten and it wasn't clear to me anymore who I wanted to be or how I was being, because my business has evolved so much since it started that now I'm at a different level now. So I'm being at a different level than I was when I started. So I knew that was what I needed to work on. Anyway, so I had the conversation with Katie and she said that. And then I was voice noting with my friend, Michaela. She lives in Nebraska, so we voice note. And we were talking about stuff and she was really helpful. And then she suggested a book and she said she was loving it. It was really great. And I was like, okay, cool. Sounds good. I'll read the book. And then I start reading the book and it's talking about who are you being? You need to be the person that aligns with the energy of what you want to create. You need to be the person. That's the most important thing. And all of this stuff, I know. I knew it. However, it was a reminder for me to check in. So another thing was telling me, who are you being? Who are you being? You need to be, yada, yada, yada. And then normally when I go to sleep at night, I put on some Aaron Dowdy YouTube videos. I just kind of listen to that right before I fall asleep. And I put on two that night, and in both of the videos, it was like, who are you being? It was like the universe, this is how the universe answered me. It answered me by giving me so many different sources, putting them right in front of me to show me that I didn't need to do anything. I asked the universe what I needed to do, but the truth was I didn't need to do anything. I need to focus on being who I am and who I want to be and the person that already has the results that I am desiring and already has achieved all the things that I desire to achieve. I have to be that person now, which I say a lot, that you need to be the end result now. But I had gotten a little bit sidetracked from that and let the doing overtake things. So, and then after that, like, more and more things started showing up, more books saying the same things started showing up. I started hearing it in all these places, yada, yada, yada. So then I was like, all right, who the fuck am I going to be? And I got out my journal and I kind of fell off journaling for a little bit, but let me see. Let's see where I can get to. Yeah, okay, so I'm just finding the part where all this starts. So then what I did was like, I need to energetically align with the version of me that it already has attracted her desires. I need to be that person now, and I need to be her. I need to believe what I believe when I've achieved everything. I need to decide who I'm going to be and what I'm available for. So I just started like writing stuff down. So this is something, the reason I'm telling you all of this is for a few different reasons. So the reason I gave you the whole backstory there was to show you that the universe listens and gives you answers that will help you get to where you want to be, specific ways that resonate with you, that are going to align with you and actually help you. Because if the universe had, like, that was the only way that I was going to really, really acknowledge what I needed to change and what needed to be worked on, was the things that came to me at the exact specific time. Like, Katie probably wouldn't have given me the same advice if we hadn't have met up. If we were just texting, she probably wouldn't have said the same thing to me. The book that I was reading that Michaela suggested to me said things in such a specific way that really resonated with me, which then started me on a spiral of finding more and more books that said exactly the same thing. So the universe, I manifested answers. I asked the universe. I decided that I needed something else. I asked the universe for it, and it came to me in that specific way. So the universe doesn't only give you things when you're manifesting, right? So pay attention to the little things. Pay attention to the answers that you get that help you. And then what you can do is backtrack. If you ever find yourself and you're like, oh, wow, that's the exact thing that I needed right now, backtrack and think about what you did to bring that into your life. What did you do? Did you decide you needed to make a change? Did you decide you wanted to attract something? Whatever. You backtrack to see so that you can kind of start creating that proof for yourself that the universe is answering your questions. All right, I'm going to give you a basic rundown on why this is important from a manifestation perspective. And I'm going to focus on manifestation rather than just kind of the 3D subconscious aspect. Even though they're the same thing, I'm not going to talk about it that way. I'm just going to talk about it and use manifestation words. But know that even if you don't like the four-dimensional world, idea, then it still applies the exact same way to the three-dimensional world that you can see in the physical reality, even if you don't believe in more stuff. But basically, the reason that this is so important, because if you want to achieve the things that you desire, more success, more money, more job, whatever, you need to believe that it already exists. You need to believe that it's possible for you. And in order to do that, you need to start living it now. You need to make it feel real for you now, because the reality exists. It's already real. It's already real. And now I'm going to explain something to you that might blow your mind. Think of a painter. A painter decides to paint a painting. And he goes over to, he has the image in his mind of what he wants to create, and he knows exactly what he's going to paint. And he walks over to the blank canvas. He doesn't look at the blank canvas and say, well, I don't have a painting. The painting already exists. The painting is in his head. The image of the painting that he has in his head is made up of the exact same stuff that will be on the canvas, that is the canvas, that will be on the canvas when he has stroked that last brush stroke on the canvas of paint, and he has taken what was in his mind and then put it onto a canvas, into the physical reality that our limited senses can pick up. So at what point is it real? My perspective is that it's real as soon as it is perceived of existing. Even the intention to think a thought of it existing is real. So the way that that transfers over to what I'm talking about today is, in order to make something real that you desire, you have to make it real before it shows up in your physical reality. You have to believe that it's already real. You have to believe that having it in your head is enough realness for you to believe that you have it. And when you think about it, the physical manifestation of something is actually the very, very last and tiniest step out of all the steps that need to happen for something to go from in your head to out in the real world. Everything that happens in the real world happens in your head first. Everything, every thought, every step of the way of making something actually in our physical reality, it all happens in your head first. So which is more real? Which is more real? Having it in your head and actually being able to choose that thought and bring up that image and feel that emotion whenever you desire, or having to wait for it to show up in your physical reality? And then only think it's real when it's in your physical reality. Which is more real? Creating it and experiencing it and feeling it inside you whenever you want. Whenever you want. You can think about a trip to Mexico, sitting on the beach, sand between your toes, hot sun coming down on your skin. You can feel the warmth of your skin and the little beads of sweat just welling up, and some of them dripping down your back. You can feel it running down, and it almost tickles as it runs down your back. And you can hear the waves crashing in the background. And you hear that squeaky sound that sand makes when people walk over it. And you feel warm. And you feel so good and so happy to be on that beach in Mexico. Did that feel real to you? Did you feel that? I felt it. Which is more real? Waiting to go to Mexico or bringing it up whenever you want? So, the point of my story here is you need to be, and you don't even, it's not even about a needing to be. Just be, decide to be what it is that you desire to be now. Be it. So, I know this is like, just be it. But there's no other way for me to explain it. That's the truth. That's the fact. That is all there is to that part of the story. Be it. Be it now. Be that person now. Believe that huge number that you can see in your bank account. Believe that having it in your head is more real and enough that you need to actually experience it and feel it and feel that feeling that you're gonna feel when you see that huge number in your bank account. Feel it now and get so excited and so grateful for it right now. And that is how you step into the energy of that experience. And when you do that, you don't need to chase anything. You get pulled towards it. So, that just now was a download from the universe. So, enjoy. Whew. All right. Get back into the point, Brooke. So, I want to go over some of the things. So, there are some things that you can help you do if maybe just deciding to be is a little like too much for you. Say, if you're new to this, I totally get it sometimes. And for me, I go through these steps that I'm going to share with you too, some of the things. So if you feel like, well, I can't just decide. Okay, well, if you are telling yourself that story, then that's how your reality is going to be. So if you have decided that you can't just decide, then that's exactly what's going to show up. The universe is, and everything you experience is a complete reflection of what you think is possible. So we're going to move on. So these are things that you can do to help you get into alignment and to help you start to get into the energy of that person that you want to be, who has the things already that you desire. One of the first things that I would like for you to do is remove the word want from your vocabulary, because when you say you want something, that implies a distance between you and it. And if you are continuously saying want, then you're going to continually put the message out into the universe that there is distance between you and the thing that you are wanting. So the way to still say that you there are things that you would like is to, I like to call them desires, and you can fit whatever word feels best for you. Desire works really well and is a great word to replace want, but I desire something doesn't imply necessarily a distance of wanting. Want also has a vibe of lack and not having, whereas desire is kind of like a nice, like, that would be nice. That thing is nice. And want is like a desperate vibe, which is not what you want to be putting out into the universe, because whatever vibe you put out is exactly what you get back. So, oh my God, I just keep going around in circles. Well, not circles. I'm saying important stuff and not getting to the other stuff. But this is what the universe gives me, tells me whatever I need to say to tell you. So that's why I'm stumbling on my words right now, because my head has a lot going on in it and I have a lot to share with you. So the first thing that you can do is really decide like who you want to be. And there are some things that you can say, like certain things. So you can decide what you want to believe. What do you want to believe about like relationships? What do you want to believe about the world? Do you want to believe that things are easy? Do you want to believe that stuff comes to you easy, that money flows to you easy, that it's easy to make money, that it's easy to get a job promotion, that you're worthy of a promotion, that you can find the house that you want to buy easily and you're going to love it and it's going to be in your amazing, great price range, whatever. Whatever beliefs are important to you is what you want to come up with. So think of this from a relationship perspective. If you believe that relationships are hard, if you believe that there are no good men out there, if you believe that people only want to sleep with you and they don't actually want to get in a relationship with you, think about your current circumstances and how your beliefs and thoughts are a reflection of those circumstances. Take control and take responsibility for your reality and think about the exact results, the outcomes that you currently have are an exact reflection of your beliefs and thoughts, your deep beliefs and thoughts. And you could be like, well, no, I don't think it's hard to get a relationship. But actually, what are you telling yourself all the time? What are you telling yourself? Because the universe can't show up for you any other way than you think it will. So be really, really honest with yourself and think about how your current beliefs and the things that you're saying to yourself are a reflection of universe. So decide what you want to believe. Decide how you want to show up. Are you on time? Are you confident? All of these things. Like, how do you want to show up in the world? Is there, for your job, do you want to be put in a lot of effort, or do you really want to be passionate about your job or whatever? How do you want to show up? And it's kind of hard for me to give specifics about this because everyone has completely different situations. So I wish I could give you guys a bit more specific information, but unless it's like a one-to-one thing, that might be a bit difficult. But you can also decide what you want your energy to be. So do you want to be energetic? Do you want to be calm? And you can have more than one thing, but what is it? What do you want your energy to be? What do you want your vibe to be? How do you want people to feel when they kind of meet you or walk past you or when you interact with them? How do you want people to feel? What do you want your energy to be? What kinds of things do you like to do? Do you like to go out? Do you like to go to the movies? Do you like to cook? And we're talking about like this end goal version of you that has the desires already that you're currently working on. So your intentions, they've already manifested. Who is that person? So that's what we're going to talk about. What do you want to believe about money? What's your financial situation? Do you believe that money comes easily? Do you believe that you have a lot of money? Do you believe that good people have money, that money is a positive thing that can be used to spread abundance and love, and that good people do good things with money? What kind of clothes do you wear? How do you dress? Do you always get up and get dressed and get ready for your day? I know for a long time, and even now some days I do it too, but I can tell how different I feel on days when I get up and stay in my pajamas, or days when I get up and I get dressed straight away, or like get a shower, get dressed, do my makeup, do all that kind of stuff. Like, I notice a complete difference in my energy and my productivity and my output and how I feel and how I feel about the things that I do. So you can also talk about like how you want to interact with other people in terms of communication. So not just like how do you want them to feel, but how do you want to interact with people? Do you want to be friendly? Do you want to smile at everyone? Do you want to make eye contact? All of these kinds of things. Basically, we're creating your like best version self of this person who is always pulled towards her desires, like pulled in like a magnet, and has everything and knows that there is more than enough, knows that there is always more, knows that she can always have everything that she desires. Who is this person? How does she act? How does she feel? How does she show up? All right, what's the next kind of thing? So what I like to do, and you can do this maybe before or after you do that stuff that we just went through, but write down your goals. So write down your goals, everything that you want to achieve, make it the list as big as possible. Have 1,000, 3,000 things on there if you can. And the way I kind of like to do this is I like to separate things. So I like to have stuff, so a money goal, and then I do all the things that I'm going to spend the money on. And then I'll do like an achievables goal of things that I want to achieve And then I do intentions, which are stuff more general lifestyle stuff. So maybe I want to go to Croatia, I want to go on to a trip in Mexico, or I want in the car or whatever, kind of stuff like that. So you can separate these things however you want. You don't have to separate them all, but get really, really clear on all the things that you desire, all the things that you want to manifest, all the things that you want to experience, because that's going to form part of your identity and also give you guidance on what you want to get to. And I've spoken a lot about goals before, so I'm not going to go over it too much. So the next thing that I really, really like to do, now this is really, really, really important, is actually, so what you can do before I get onto that one is create a vision board, if that helps, based on your goals. So you can do this in Pinterest. I have a free vision board tutorial on how to create a digital vision board in my resource library on my website. It's a video one, so I show you exactly how I did it in Canva. So a vision board, because your mind works in pictures. Your mind, it works towards the images that you create in your head, which is why I always say when you're creating goals, make it future focused and toward motivated. Because if you're telling yourself you don't want to lose money, your mind creates the picture of you losing money. So then that's what your mind works towards. If you tell yourself that you don't want a boyfriend who doesn't show up, or you want to stop dating fuckboys or whatever it is, the only thing that your mind is going to pick up and create a picture of is that thing that you actually don't want. So really make it future focused, toward motivated, then create a vision board with images of things that represent the stuff that you desire and that you want to manifest. So you can create it in Pinterest and just have like different boards and add things as you see them. You can create one in Canva and make it your phone background, and also try and look at it as often as you can, daily, multiple times throughout the day, especially when you wake up and especially before you go to bed at night. The next thing is your vibration and your energy. Now, you need to get in alignment with the things that you are desiring. And this comes part of being, is being in the energy of that. Because when you actually can experience the desires that you have, you're going to feel it inside you. You're going to feel it. You're going to know it. You're going to be excited and happy about it, or however you're going to feel when you actually get to experience those things in your physical reality. So a really, really important part of that is aligning to that energy. Now, there are a few ways you can do this, like whatever makes you feel really, really good. So like if raising your vibration is, you can do, so there are two aspects of vibration. Raising your vibration to like just be higher and feel good is going to help you in your overall general manifestation stuff. And getting your vibration in alignment with that thing that you want to achieve. So the way that I like to do this is in meditation. When I align with the things that I'm desiring, I really, really focus on what it's going to be like to actually experience those things. What am I going to do when I have them? How am I going to feel? If it's money, what am I going to spend the money on? And I take myself through that process of buying the things that I would like to buy and whatever. So however you can get into full alignment and bring that energy in as much as possible. And the stronger that you feel it and the longer you can feel it for is going to be the best way that you can do it. The next thing, actually, this is going to be the last one I share with you, is affirmations and I am statements. Now, I already went a little bit over earlier on being mindful of what you say. So notice what your I am statements. Let's start with that. Whenever you say I am dot dot dot, you are not, a lot of people think that they are observing their reality, but when you say something like that, you're not observing your reality, you're creating it. So if you say I am broke, I am broke, I am broke, the universe says, okay, you are. Okay, yes. And also your subconscious mind is like, okay, I'm broke. Like what? There's nothing to go towards there. So pay attention to your I am statements. I am, and also, okay, maybe this might help. Notice, think about hungry. The state of hunger comes before the thought, I am hungry, right? You feel hungry before you say, I am hungry. So relate this back to all of the stuff that I've just been saying about feeling. And let's use the example that I was talking about a second ago, about broke, right? So if you're constantly saying, I am broke, and you're in that vibe of broke and feeling broke, that's exactly what you're going to manifest. So pay attention to your affirmations, your I am statements. Everything that you repeat to yourself is an affirmation anyway. You're just affirming to the universe that that is what you believe, that you are available for, that you are deserving of, that you are worthy of, whatever. So the thing that I do here is change my I am statements and affirmations. And even if I don't have this physical reality proof of, let's say, the money that I'm manifesting, clients that I'm manifesting, the car, I don't let that stop me. As I said a little bit ago, I have it in my mind and I know that the energy that created the stuff that created this image in my mind, the desire and the feeling of this thing that I am manifesting is the exact same stuff that is actually creating it physically. It's the same stuff. So I know I've already created it. I know I have I use my fucking mind to create shit. And so do you. So use your mind, use the power of your mind as fully as you can and believe that the stuff that you create in your head is just, if not more real than the stuff that you experience physically out in the world that you can only experience when you perceive of it, when you tell yourself that you can experience it. Like if it's a cup, you can only experience a particular cup, for example, when you can reach over and touch it, when you can walk over to it, whatever. But I can experience that cup in my mind whenever I want. I can experience $1 million in my mind as fully and really and emotionally as many times and as often as I want, as much as I want. I can experience that and I can feel it more often than like waiting for it to actually show up physically. So I believe, and this is my belief, that the stuff that I've created in my head is real. It's fucking real. And just like I was saying about the artist doesn't walk up to a blank canvas after he's decided to paint a painting and he knows what he's going to paint and look at the blank canvas and say, I don't have a painting. He knows he has a painting. He knows. All he has to do, he just needs to use the brush strokes. He just needs to get the paint and paint the painting and it's real. It's a painting. But he has it in his mind. He visualizes it. He knows it's there. He sees it. He experiences it. He knows what it's going to look like when it's finished. So he believes it. And I know that the stuff that's in my head that's creating the ideal reality and all that stuff that is like going to be in my physical reality very, very soon because I've decided to have, I know it's fucking real. I've got it in my head. That's real to me. That's real. So you can believe that too. I highly suggest that you follow that path. And if you want to talk more about it with me, you can send me a message, whatever, and we can definitely go deeper into it. And this is the kind of stuff that I'll be talking more about on the podcast and when I do the updated Mindset 101 stuff. So yeah, some things that I want to share with you here is action. The action is the physical stuff is the last piece of the puzzle. It's the last component. You need to prepare properly first for anything that you do. You don't just go up to a foundation or a patch of grass or something and then just start building a house. You have to do the organization and like figuring out what the house looks like first and the getting all the bits and pieces together that you need. So actions are actually the last component. You need to be first. You need to be being leads to thinking, leads to speaking, leads to acting. That is the process. You need to be first. The action comes at the end. You create, you receive your creations, and then you experience them. And the creation starts in your head. In your head. That is the magic. That's where the magic comes from. That's where the power comes from to actually experience something physically. If it's not in your head first, it's never. It doesn't exist. It's in your head it exists. Okay. Some fun affirmations that I want to share with you, and like you can make up your own, but sometimes I know it's nice to like get to hear what other people do, and especially I like listening to successful people talk because I like to hear the way that they talk about and the confidence, and I like to get their energy. And so that's what, something that's really, really great that I love about like learning from people who are a couple steps ahead of me. And this is what I do with all my coaches, and this is what gets to happen with my clients when they work with me, is that you get to, you share that energy with the person that you're working with. So whenever I'm learning from someone who is a couple steps ahead of me, I get to tap into that energy and I get to kind of borrow some of it. I'm not taking their energy, but I get to, I guess, learn how to create that energy for myself. So I can see it, I can see their energy, I get their vibration, and I can pick up on that and then start that for myself. And that's how I step into the energy of what it is that I'm working towards. So that's really, I do that with like my NLP trainer, Reese. She's amazing. And there are some other really, really cool people that I follow and learn from that I do the same thing with. And that's what happens with my clients when they get to, when they work with me, they get to experience that energy as well. So some of my favorite affirmations are, I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Wealth, abundance, and affluence are my birthright. Money is an everyday thing. I love money and money loves me. Money flows into my life and I share it knowing it will always come back to me. The universe always gives me more than enough and more than I ask for. A state of overflow is my baseline. So those are, I've got so many more, you guys. What about abundance is my natural state. Because I perceive it, it is already manifesting. I'm so excited to share my wealth and abundance with others. So that is where I'm going to leave you today. I hope you're having a great day. So this episode I know was all over the place. There are a lot of downloads that came to me. I actually like had to stop and restart a couple times because what I was saying didn't feel good, and I took a deep breath and waited, and then the universe gave me what I needed and it flowed. So yeah, I hope that you got something out of this episode. I know these concepts can be a little overwhelming sometimes, but this is just the beginning. So if some of this did seem overwhelming, I encourage you to research it. I encourage you to look into it. You can ask me questions, send me a message on Instagram. But this is the beginning and this is how it starts. Usually we get introduced to a topic and sometimes it makes sense and clicks immediately. And sometimes it takes a little while and it might feel a little bit weird, and that's okay. I would encourage you to research it further and don't brush it off just because it's maybe different to the belief systems that you grew up on and that you have. I would also encourage you to consider where you got those beliefs from, if they're yours, if they were someone else's, and if that's actually what you believe, and if you need to keep believing that. Open your mind, and there is a lot more available out there for you than maybe you know of. So I am going to leave you. Thank you so much for putting up with this random, all over the place episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please send me a message. Let me know what you thought of it. Let me know what you learned. Let me know what your biggest takeaways were, and let me know how you're going to use it to change your life. I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. And don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free content I've created for you to help you on your manifestation and transformation journey. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you.